The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
Today's broadcast is being simulcast in broken English.
Here we go in 3, 2.
Time to wake up!
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air!
Uh-oh.
Get out of bed. Resistance is futile.
Back to reality.
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
We ain't one at a time in here.
They broadcast me out on the radio.
We're mass communicating.
Best show since no other show.
I absolutely love you. You're thoroughly entertaining.
Get ready to taste some sweet ear candy.
Okay, here we go.
It's showtime.
Gentlemen. This is The Q.
Let's get down to business. Can you dig it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Q, of course. My name is Mark Bland, and you are joining us on the absolute best pop culture, current events, current affairs, with a political twist radio show east and west of that Mississippi River, hailing from the great city of St. Louis, Missouri, as we always are, and joined by my two cohorts, Dan the Animal, Danimal, Polar
King
Vortex,
of all media.
King of all media, Walsh, as well as producer Bobby Hickman. This is The Q, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. We have a great show today, and Lucy Mendez is here to make that all so much better. How are you, Lucy?
I am great. How are you?
Get up on that microphone, sweetheart.
Hello. No.
Yeah, put that bad boy in your mouth, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
or right next to your mouth.
Get up.
There you go.
Get up on that mic.
Oh, my Jesus.
Oh, my Jesus. Bobby just got a little chubby.
Jesus.
Bobby got a little chubby over there. Also, the Supreme Court.
Hey, don't talk about my weight, bro.
Stop it about it. Okay, the Supreme Court goes against itself on an apparently weird Hobby Lobby turn of events. Once again, social media takes center stage on a tipping issue, so we're going to discuss that as well as all the other great things that we talk about on this show every single week. Welcome to The Q. You're listening to us on 1380thex.com and 1380 Extreme Talk Radio, as well as 1420 WINI News Talk 1420 every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. 1380 is on Sundays from 1 to 3 Central Standard Time in the afternoon. And we're having a great time here. I want to welcome all of you guys. How have you been?
I've been depressed.
What?
Why?
Whoa, how do you start the show off with such a... What? Where do you mean?
I've been depressed. Team USA lost.
Who cares?
Why does everyone care, like, or pretend to care about soccer?
Yeah.
Why? No, you don't care. You're American. I know you don't care because in the next 3 years you will watch no soccer.
Zero soccer whatsoever. He's got a completely
don't know
right.
That.
I am.
You will watch it on accident. Fan.
First
at 2
off,
in the morning.
I am very sick of these, let's do it, pump up America videos that they made. Budweiser made one. A bunch of people made them on this. I'm like sitting there going, guys. It's the round of 16, okay? And if you got to pump yourself up to prove that you're an American just to make yourself happy for the day, then you got issues already. That was kind of my go-to on that one.
I'm already pumped.
What
do you think, American?
You're not a big soccer fan?
No, not at all.
And
I
you're
watched,
Mexican.
I know, and I watched Mexico play, but I wasn't really.
Well, did you know that we have an actor that plays in the goal?
Howard?
No. That's
Tim. The goalie? Tim Howard?
I thought that was common.
What? Oh, that's horrible, dude. That's a really bad joke.
Well, anyway, whoever this dude was, he has the record for most saves in a World Cup game ever.
Ever?
With 16 saves, yeah.
In the history of all evers of ever.
And you know what that earned him?
Yeah, what did
a
that earn?
A plane ride home. That's what it did.
That's what it got him, baby.
Like, great job, but yeah, still, we lost.
End of the day. We're done.
Nice trip to Brazil.
If he only could have made 17 saves.
17?
Wow.
That would have been 16. Nice. Yeah, he did make 16. I guess you're right.
You had to bring it up.
If you had to make 17.
Had to bring it up.
This is the call for the last of the U.S. losing to Belgium.
Yeah, we're doing
And the referee blows time on the USA's World Cup campaign. It's Belgium who go through to a quarterfinal with Argentina. Death in extra time again for the U.S. as it was 4 years ago. In South Africa.
I love how they blew time. Hey, the U.S.
I
blows
know.
Time.
Hey, who's time? And why did he get to be so
Yeah, why is he? Why is he so...
The best part, though, is when you listen to the announcers, because they're all English. So they use the English terminology and stuff.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So
like,
I'm sitting
there.
They
say pitch. They say lightning.
Yeah, they say the pitch, and they don't call them midfielders. They're like, the strikers are going to get the ball.
The strikers.
So I learned two new phrases. The lightning, the lightning break, which is a shot that just ball comes in from like a throw-in or something, and bam, all of a sudden it's a goal. And then there's the floodlight robbery.
The floodlight robbery.
The floodlight
Dan
robbery.
Walsh,
Dad, you know what a floodlight robbery is.
You know what the floodlight robbery is?
No, I don't. No. I didn't even think that I did. Everyone pointed at me like I played international soccer at some point. Dan, you know what that is.
A floodlight robbery is when all this, you know, there's only 30 seconds left in the game. Boom, goal, win the game.
Boom,
that's
goal, win the game.
Lottery. Or whatever it is.
What
is
robbery.
It? See, I can't
Blood
even say
Dan can't even
robbery.
Say it.
It's just floodlight robbery is all
it's,
it is.
It's soccer.
It's all the floodlighting and
start,
the robberies happening at the same time.
I'm
going to
start using that in my like,
I
normal
played
daily
soccer
talk.
And I don't care. Like
you played soccer?
Yeah. My dad used to coach my teams. Played all the way up into high school.
Did you hear how awkwardly silent it got?
Yeah. It got really quiet. Yeah, I'm going to be the first to admit it got quite quiet there on that.
But is anybody like, surprised? You think I can't play soccer?
I don't think you can play hockey.
Oh, well, you're so wrong.
I'm so right.
So
I'm
wrong.
Really, let's pad up.
Every sport that
I can't
play
hockey, but I'm willing to step on the ice or whatever the hell they play on. What do they play on?
They play on ice.
Yeah, that's good.
It's
I'll jump on there.
You'll play on that ice?
I don't know if I'm going to be any good when I get on that ice, but I'll definitely pick up a stick and start trying to hit pucky things.
Pucky things?
We're going to hit the pucky things. We're going to take care
you
of
you. You do know that's a physical sport too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So while you're trying to hit the pucky thing, I'm going to hit you.
Don't worry, I have this thing, this knack for letting dudes who are oiled up touch me, okay? So let's just go down that road right there.
So what did you have to say about President Obama?
I had nothing to say. Actually, Dan said that he had a story he wanted to start off today. Okay. So please, enlighten us, Dan. What do you got?
Especially with our growing Asian listening
base.
No,
it's huge. Not Asian. It's the People's Republic of China.
Just the People's Republic of China.
First off, Dan, I need you to say hello to the people who are fans of Dan Walsh.
And this time, actually say it in the correct language.
Yeah, use Cantonese instead of Mandarin this time.
I didn't know that broken English had different like dialects.
First
to
off,
it.
You say broken English, they call that their language.
They call
okay?
that speak of the English.
The English.
That's
we speak
what we're
of the
for.
English.
Oh, yes. Yes. So, tell them how much you love them. Tell them how much you love them.
I love you very much.
Oh.
You are loved very much in America.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Did you want to order any food while you're at it?
Then number four with a poke of fried rice.
Oh, okay.
Little bit of the crab rangoon.
Mm-hmm, yes.
All over my body.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
It's all right, anyway, that's my story.
Okay. All right, go for it.
So anyways, anybody... I work at a vitamin/supplement place. I'm not going to go into names because I can't. But,
okay.
All right, one of the things that they sell at these stores that a lot of people don't know are things that can... help with a man's libido.
Libido time.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I got some fireworks today, and one of the things I got was called Blue Viagra. That's what they named a firework.
No way.
It's balls that are blue, and they call them Blue Viagra. And kids are picking these up and putting them into their carts.
The worst part is they're blue balls.
Right.
They're blue balls.
So anyway, go on. So you sell libido
products. Anyways, we sell a lot, and the premise behind it is something called nitric oxide, which I'm not going to go into it. It's basically an amino acid like arginine, citrulline. It creates nitric oxide, opens up your veins, pushes blood to your extremities, all extremities.
Yeah, be real general.
But
with
when
that stuff.
You hear, I mean, really, this is the only job that I've ever had a 250-pound black man walk up to me and be like, "Hey, man, it's not getting hard anymore. How you gonna help me?"
Oh,
and I never thought
goodness.
I'd ever face that, but
that actually happened.
Oh,
it recently
happens
or
all
happens
the time.
All the time. They just tell you about their junk problems
all the time. Yeah, dude, they trust me. So, anyways, I've learned.
And he posted it on the radio.
They look at you and they go, "This guy obviously is a good looking dude. He probably gets a lot of snatch. I can tell him these things."
No, I think they just think that we're doctors.
Okay,
I don't,
all right,
like,
fair enough.
And he got pills and you
he
know,
got
but
pills
anyways.
And stuff. Yeah.
Anyways, so I worked at the in North County, and there was this guy who used to come in, and he was an Asian gentleman. And he was always looking for men's performance pills, but he would always pick up the box of Extends.
Okay. All right.
And this literally happened every 2 months. He'd look at me and he'd be like, "Is this going to make me longer?" And I'm like, "No, it doesn't make you longer. It just, it pushes the blood so you perform better." And he goes, "Where are the vitamins that are making me longer?" And I'm like, we don't sell. You have to get surgery. And we do this every month. So this guy like starts getting mad, and he actually spits at me when he talks. He's like, you need to order the vitamin to make me longer. And he's like spitting on me. And at this point, all I keep picturing is the bad guy from Karate Kid 2.
Yeah.
Mr. Miyagi's like brother that always wants to fight him. You know, he's like, Miyagi. That's all I picture. So like I go and check this guy out. This happens every time. And he like throws the money at you. Like you're just the biggest piece of garbage in the world. Wads up the ones, throws it at you as he's spitting and he talks. And I can't help but just laughing because this is just hysterical. Like it's he's just because that and I just keep picturing that he's going to get these pills and he's going to go home and he's going to make sweet love to his Asian wife. And at some point he's in the throes of joy. He's just going to yell out, Miyagi, coward!
Oh, my God.
From here.
That's all I got picture.
That's all you got.
That's
horrible. That's just really horrible.
I'm just saying, that's what I picture, the Karate Kid guy.
All right, fair enough.
I wanted to tell you that story.
I appreciate
it. Because today we were doing an inventory and we brought that story up, so I wanted to bring that up.
Karate Kid story.
Well, I mean, I could talk all day about the Karate Kid, too.
Mercy is for the weak. We do not train to be merciful here. The man face you, he is enemy.
I face you, he's enemy.
We have to peel with me out no longer. Mercy.
Where did the Hulk go? He's supposed to squeeze the nose, right?
I love the wise Asian music. And you know he's just
what do you
his
call
nose.
That? What do you call that music? That
Samurai.
Is that what it is?
But it's from another country.
You know what makes me mad about that movie and about all martial arts is they always say like, oh, don't use it unless you have to. Well, if you have to use it, you're probably the other dude's got a gun and he's like 20 feet away and there's no kick that can stop a bullet. But you know what? They don't ever hesitate to cash the check. Because they charge so much money to learn that stuff. And I think if they charge that much money, you should be able to use it whenever you want. You should be able to just break people's arms because they, like, deliver your pizza 50 minutes.
True. Like, which, by the way, it. I, once again, I'm going to go on my little rant here with my music bed in the background. $2 is not a good tip. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care who you are. It's 2014. If you're giving a $2 tip to a delivery person at all, I would think that you're a cheap individual.
Yeah.
Make sure it's a 15%.
Very good call.
15 to 20. Depending on the weather.
Oh, that's nice.
Depending on the weather.
That's right.
I really like this music. Can we just listen to this?
You guys are so weird. Anyway,
I think I've changed my style of music.
I got a massage to a song like this one time.
It is somewhat calming. All
sure
right,
you did.
Let's
it was a calming massage, too.
Yeah, I bet that's what she said. Sure.
Let's move on with the show here. President yep. Barack Obama is the worst president since World War II, Dan and Bobby wow. and Lucy, according to a plurality of voters in a new poll published Wednesday. The Quinnipiac University survey found 33% of American voters named Obama as the worst, while 28% named his predecessor George W. Bush. Over the span of 69 years of American history and 12 presidencies, President Barack Obama finds himself with President George W. Bush at the bottom of the popularity barrel, Tim Malloy, assistant director of the Quinnipiac University poll, said in a statement. Richard Nixon, whose presidency ended in scandal, received only 13% of the votes, and Jimmy Carter scored 8%. None of the remaining eight presidents received more than 3%. Asked about the 2012 presidential race, 45% of the respondents said the country would be better off if a Republican nominee, Mitt Romney, had won. Slightly less, 38% said the country would be worse off under President Romney. Would Mitt have been a better fit? Asked Malloy. More voters in hindsight say yes. I'm going to disagree with this situation, and I'm going to do this for a specific reason. I think that this is a little bit juxtaposed.
Yeah.
I think that these numbers are a little bit juxtaposed. I'm not saying that Barack Obama is the greatest president in the history of America. What I'm saying is that I think the people have Bush and Obama too fresh in their own minds.
That's what I was going to say. Which, this is an American poll, and we have such bad ADD. It's
right.
Who's the last two? They're the two worst.
By the way,
everyone else is off the hook.
Right. Everyone else is off the hook, especially the one who actually did get impeached, the one who was the bad guy, which is Richard Nixon. He was actually, they sent the articles of impeachment to the House floor. He resigned. This is my argument. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my rant. This is my argument, okay? We know that Republicans and conservatives, not all, but a majority, are bad people because here's how you know. Ready? I'm going to use the President of the United States as an example.
Uh-huh. Right?
Bill Clinton. They sent articles of impeachment to the House floor for him. He actually went through impeachment processing. He actually had to stand up there. Remember, he's the one who went in front of them during impeachment processing and told I did not have sexual relations with that woman. They impeached him over getting a blowjob in the White House. Then you turn around to Barack Obama. They haven't impeached him yet. They're trying to find every little thing that they possibly can as an opportunity. Yet the one that they did impeach, right? Richard Nixon, caught dead to rights. Whole stacks of information off of tapes and everything were blanked out. They actually crossed it out with black marker through it as they were like bringing this man to justice. And as they sent the articles of impeachment, he runs like a little chick off, because here's the difference. Bill Clinton knew that he got a blowjob in the White House. Okay. Bill Clinton knew that he'd gotten a blowjob in the White House, but he also knew that if he got up there, that'd be a bigger issue if he had no idea. He knew that he was getting attacked because he got a blowjob in the White House, and he lied because, think about it, Bobby, can I ask you to do something for me tonight? Just between me and you?
Yeah.
Go home tonight to your wife and lie to her and say that you had a sexual affair with some other woman tonight. Don't tell her that it's false, it's fake. Just let her know tonight when you get home, I need to tell you something, sweetheart, and be dead serious with her and say, I had a sexual affair with somebody else. How would your wife react to that? How do you think she would handle that?
I can already tell you, because I've joked around about the fact that I was going to man myself out to other women.
Right,
and she's like, what the hell are you talking about?
So now you're the president of the United States. They have video and they have testimony of this. Okay.
Right.
And your wife is the first lady of the United States. Now that conversation is going to come up. And it's not just you. It's the 92 Secret Service agents that saw it 35 different times.
Right.
Okay. So you're going to do everything in your power to protect yourself. To stop yourself from getting attacked on this situation, right? Barack Obama, they have nothing for. They just keep looking. They keep putting up signs as they're driving to St. Charles to say, impeach Obama above the highway and all this other stuff, right? That's my point. Richard Nixon, they knew for a fact they had to do dead to rights. Like, and he knew that if he went up in front of those people, they were going to nail him to a cross, because conservatives are slimy pieces of crap that know they do bad things.
Right.
Whereas the Democrats, they just attribute some BS thing like, a blowjob in the White House, or the this over here. Now, people come back at me and go, Mark, but he lied under oath. Yeah, to protect his marriage, man. Not because he was afraid to tell people that he was like, he had a blowjob in the White House. Other people saw it. It was literally just because.
But here's the question. How many of these other, senators and other people have also lied under oath?
Oh, tons
once
of
you
them.
Get sworn, once you get sworn in, the whole time that you're a senator, you're in the House of Representatives, you're a judge, all these people, you're under an oath.
Yes.
Well, definitely. Once you swore that you were going to be a service to the people, you lied, especially as a politician, because none of them are. They're all slimy. I think the conservatives are way more business-minded, fill their own pockets kind of a deal.
Correct.
And a lot of them are religious rights, and that's not, in my opinion, that should be kept far away from the government.
Sure.
But I'll give Obama this.
Sure.
I'll give him this. My one thing that I used to hate about Democrats is I always split up Democrats and Republicans as kids on a playground. And I was always like, the Democrat was that kid that ran his mouth that he was going to do this and that and this, and he never did it.
Okay.
And then there was the Republican, and that was the kid that just bit someone for no reason, and everyone stayed away from him.
Yeah.
Like, he's dangerous.
I can see that.
You don't know it's coming, and he's just going to do it. But I used to be like, you know what? At least he does something. However, I'll say, although I disagree with, 90%, well, I won't say 90%, about 80% of what Obama does, at least he's out there trying to do something.
He's literally trying. Even if you disagree with his mindset, you disagree with what he's attempting to do, you at least respect the fact that he is trying, whereas others don't.
He's trying to put it, there's things that, you know what bothers me the most about the small things?
Sure.
Is that the fact that, like, how his wife is trying to implement all this stuff that, like, no, they can't eat this, they can't. And it was different when it was in the schools. But when she's literally trying to get it pulled from the market, like, here's my thing. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Sure.
I know the evils of alcohol. I will never, ever ask that it gets made illegal or pulled away because of my problems with it, because it comes to a personal discipline. Therefore, I don't think that she should be telling us what foods we can and can't make available. We need to get some more accountability in people. That bothers me, because it's like, get out of people's lives. be the president, be the president's, you know.
I do want to ask Lucy Mendez here at the end of the bottom of the hour here. I do want to know, as a Latino woman yourself, okay?
Yes.
How do you guys view, how do you and your family or the majority of Latinos you talk to, or they, if they, I mean, I don't, maybe they don't talk about politics all that much. I'm not around that culture all that much, you know, like multiple people all the mm-hmm. time. So I don't know. I'm sure you're around it more often with, you know, family members and things like that.
Yeah.
What is their view of Obama? What's your view of Obama?
You know what? I am not really that into politics, to be honest with you. I did vote for the guy.
Right. Okay.
But, I think for Hispanics, it's more of the
immigration
minority and the immigration and all that stuff. It's more worrying about what's going to happen to them in the future and stuff like that. And I know he's got the Dreamers Act that just passed by. I don't know how long ago that was, but where he gave kind of like an amnesty to the students that were going to school and
right
doing all that. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so I'll give him that.
If you want Mexicans, like your Mexican family, to stay longer, just tell them to come over to America towards the end of the year. Because apparently I was told by an official, I'm not going to name his names, that they won't deport people midway through the year to the end because it costs too much money.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
In the beginning of the year, they'll do it like crazy.
Yeah.
But towards the end, they literally know that there's illegal immigrants. They've caught them for crimes and they let them go because they're like, it's too much money. It's not in the budget.
What do you got there, Bobby?
Well, you guys were talking about Bush, and I don't know if you guys realize this, but it's former President Bush's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah. So in honor of President Bush.
W?
Yeah, the W.
Good old W. I wanted to play a little clip for you guys.
Sure, go ahead.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Happy birthday, George Bush.
There it is.
That's my favorite clip.
My point is they trying to impeach Obama over nothing. They're constantly just going, hey, we disagree with... That's the problem. My biggest problem with this is it's Barack Obama's got an idea. So Barack Obama presents the idea. We disagree with you. We don't like any idea you present ever. None of them are ever good enough for us. Therefore, I am unhappy with you as a person. And I am thinking that this is impeachable. And I'm like, no. It doesn't work that way. Just because you and your girlfriend get into an argument, that doesn't mean that the 2.5-year relationship needs to break up every single time. That doesn't mean the marriage needs to get divorced every 10 years. Like, that's not how it works. It's one of those things where you have an opinion, he has an opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, a majority of Americans voted on a day in November back in 2012. They chose this man to run the country again. That means the majority of Americans in the United States of America want this man to make the decisions on their behalf. They feel that he will do a good job. I don't care in 2014, 16, whatever teen it is, if you don't...
Well, it's 14 now and the presidency will happen again at 16.
But my point is, I don't care if you don't like...
It doesn't matter what teen it is.
It doesn't matter. I'm done. We got to take a quick break here on the Cube. When we come back, we're going to have more... with myself, producer Bobby, Dan Walsh, as well as the beautiful Lucy Mendez. We'll be back on the queue after this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the queue. Of course, Mark Bland, joined by producer Bobby, Lucy Mendez, the beautiful Lucy Mendez, professional wrestler extraordinaire, as well as Dan, the Polar Vortex Walsh,
the King of
who
all
is
media.
Seems to be over there touching his chair a lot. Are you humping a chair? What are you doing to the chair?
I don't know, but it's awkward that he's staring me in the eyes the whole time.
Yeah, he's looking
doing
at you pretty intently.
I'm simply just putting my feet on one rolling chair and my butt on another, and I'm just trying to move about like a centipede.
Well, Lucy Mendez is here as our guest, as our guest, and I want to, how have you been?
I've been great.
You've been good?
Yeah.
And how's professional wrestling going for Lucy
Pretty
Mendez?
Pretty good. I've been staying really busy.
Where you been? Where you got coming up that you're working at over the next month, month and a half?
This month, I go back to Resistance in Chicago.
Okay.
On the 25th.
Now, that's resistancepro.com.
Correct.
Okay.
They need to put the belt on you.
I know.
But
I
what do you talk about? She has to win the match to win a belt,
they
man.
Don't. They, she's good looking. They don't need to. Why does she need to win?
Bobby,
I mean, she, would you stop?
Listen, you're just burying yourself deeper each time, okay?
Well, how?
Why don't you go start a blog, call it wrestlesomething.net.coms, and just start telling everybody all your opinions, okay?
Wrestle.nuts.
Use that exact
address. Oh my God.
And I will be on it.
Netscom. Okay, so anyway, Resistance Pro is resistancepro.com.
Yes. And
correct. Then where else are you going to be?
And then I have, I believe, Proving Ground coming up soon as well.
Proving Ground Wrestling?
Yes.
Definitely.
And I think, and Dynamo.
You got some Dynamo coming up?
I got some Diamond, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about my Dynamo situation because I'm not very happy with a certain individual that you tend to hang out with a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Gentleman by the name of Ricky Cruz.
Yes.
He's kind of a douchebag. And unfortunately, I'm getting a little sick of every time I go. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I happen to work with Dynamo Pro Wrestling as the executive director of operations. And recently, Ricky Cruz has taken it upon himself to take some shots at me. Now, mind you, I am trying to maintain order within the ring when Mr. Cruz does these things. But unfortunately, I got speared off of the ring apron at Dynamo Pro Show over in Glen Carbon. I was shot through the air about 10 feet, landed, rolled heavily. I had a concussion. Then I was repeatedly beaten with a freaking kendo stick by that D-bag Ricky Cruz. And I'm not a big fan of Mr. Cruz. And I just wanted to say F you, Ricky. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to put that out there. F you, you piece of crap. I have something planned for you. I'm going to get you one way or the other, USOB. Just deal with that. So that's all I wanted to say.
What an unbiased governing official have with Dynamo.
Well, if you get punched in the face and hit with a kendo stick enough times, you're going to probably not be happy with certain individuals, especially ones that are taking advantage of situations.
In the words of all the other Hispanics, I chihuahua.
Yeah, you are. You do have a good point.
I'm not going to get, you know what? Because you seem to be such good friends with him, Lucy Mendez, we're not going to discuss it with you, okay? Because it's not that I don't trust you, because I think I trust you. You're a decent person. But at the same point, I just don't want to get into it. I don't think this is the proper place for it at all.
Very emotional.
But I did want to put this out there. Let me get into this story. What now?
You were talking about people walking around and like doing things, and I had a really cool story I was going to tell you.
Tell me a story.
All right, so
I want to hear stories.
A 27-year-old man in Kansas.
Yes.
What part of Kansas?
In
Salina, Kansas?
I know it's Salina.
Are you from like Kansas or something?
I am from Kansas.
She's from Dodge.
In Salina.
Are you really from, you were born and raised there or something?
I was born and raised in Dodge City, Kansas.
Where the Wyatt, with Wyatt Earp?
Wyatt Earp. Miss
Kitty.
Yeah,
that's what I'm there. Talking. Miss Kitty he's Saloon, there. Baby. That's what I'm talking about. Sweet. All right, go ahead. Salina.
So, 27-year-old Chris Burns of Salina, Kansas, has a new Twitter account for a character named Stormtrooper Sam. Stormtrooper Sam is a parody account about a Star Wars stormtrooper who was sent to Earth after the Empire fall and has trouble fitting in. Well, here's the
should we just go out on a limb and just say that our friend who created Stormtrooper Sam probably doesn't get any poon at all?
No.
No, that's the females worst part. At all.
That's the worst part.
I just got your Salina reference.
Oh, Salina. Okay.
The worst part about it is...
She is Ricky Cruz's friend. It's understandable. Go ahead.
The worst part about it is Chris is married.
Okay, he's married.
Or at least engaged. But anyway, he shut part of the town down with the Stormtrooper outfit. People were freaked out because of the fact that he was in the Stormtrooper outfit. And this is what Samantha Anderson says.
Not to see walking around downtown Salina on a Monday afternoon. A stormtrooper carrying what some thought was a weapon that led to a visit from police.
Turns out he wasn't an agent of the dark side. He was shooting a video for social media. New at 6, Samantha Anderson talked with the man inside the outfit.
A character from a galaxy far, far away created a little chaos in downtown Salina Monday. A stormtrooper carrying what appeared to be some sort of gun was spotted near 7th and Iron. A customer inside Action Travel had a bad feeling about it and asked an employee to call police.
I said, well, it is kind of odd. He doesn't have anybody around there filming anything. Maybe we should call. Just make a call due to the stuff that's happened out in Colorado at theaters and just weird stuff. If he wouldn't have had the gun... Wouldn't have thought about it.
That stormtrooper was actually Chris Burns, a Star Wars enthusiast who is taking a break from making short videos called Vines.
Okay, pause me right here. Pause me. Pause me. Okay. First off, who's the idiot who saw the guy like filming with the iPhone and was like, this is a dangerous predator that we're dealing with?
Something is going to happen.
Because, you know, it was an iPhone or an Android phone with Vine on it. Like, it wasn't like a movie crew, and it wasn't like some guy just randomly walking around threatening people. It was a guy in a stormtrooper outfit and someone else with an iPhone that was pointing it at him. Like, literally, that should have been the clue that this is social media based.
I want to know if that's that reporter's real voice.
And then he's walking downtown and let the storm.
It's a replica. It's a stormtrooper blaster that he bought.
You got to check on it. But to me, Star Wars is such an iconic character. Like, everyone knows what stormtroopers are.
Burns has a Vine account called Stormtrooper Sam. He just started it Thursday and already has about 200 followers.
Whoa!
And
they plan.
Eventually, it'd be cool if they could advertise for the new Star Wars film. I was thinking it'd be cool to have like Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford on my Vine.
Police do say it's better to be careful in those situations.
Call if they ever sense a dangerous situation.
All right, cut this
situation.
Off. Cut this off. Okay, this
is
ridiculous.
I just want to know what the hell they would have done if he was walking around with a lightsaber.
Yeah, I don't understand this situation. Also, 200 followers on his Vine, that's nothing. Second off, he's doing it because he just wants to be popular and famous. Right. I got a problem with, listen, I do social media because I have a lot of fans and followers of the radio show. Like, correct. The radio show created this, therefore I have a lot of followers there, therefore I interact with them that way. Okay? Right. You people are trying to use Twitter and Facebook to make yourselves famous. You're not worthy of fame. Like, I'm not knocking you. Like, Dan, you get up.
You're not worthy of fame, and I hope you fall something sharp. Not knocking you or nothing. I just hope you guys get a horrible disease and you throw up out your eyeballs.
No, Dan, you stand on stage and you'll do a half an hour set. You'll do a 45-minute set. And if you get some new fans because of that, you're putting in some type of work to entertain the people in some form or fashion. I've got a real issue with these people that do this Vine, that do this Twitter, that do this Facebook thing where they use that. I had somebody attack me. Because they claim, listen to this. Hey, Dan, can I ask you a question? Every time you've told the chicken who crosses the road joke in your life, okay, did you make sure that you mentioned who the originator of that joke was? Because you don't want to be Carlos Mencia, right? Yeah. Right? You don't want to be him. Nope. You don't want to be the guy stealing the chicken who crossed the road joke.
Who did write that?
It doesn't matter. My point is that I tweeted a few things that I thought were entertaining from some other people, and then they came back and they're like, you didn't give me credit for it, blah, 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 this. And I'm like, shut up! It's Twitter. You're a moron. You only got 2,000 people that follow you. I don't care. And the fact is that I'm not going to sit there and mention your name every time you said something and I thought it was entertaining. Okay? You got your own people that do your own thing. And every time I tell the chicken that crosses the road joke, I don't need to mention your name either. I also don't think that Randy Orton needs to make sure that he mentions Diamond Dallas Page every time he does an RKO. I don't think that Kurt Angle needs to be mentioned by, Jack Swagger every time he does a freaking ankle lock in WWE. Like, stop it. Other people have done things before you. Yes, you might have created something that's unique and interesting, but that doesn't mean that others can't say it. Now, if you're going up on stage for a half an hour, stealing an entire set from somebody and literally putting in a half an hour worth of people's time on stage, like basically stealing it, then I see that there's a problem. Especially if you become super famous off of it. And then those people call you out on it. That's fine. I mentioned it and it got retweeted 15 times. 15 times. You had 1,500 retweets of it the first time you said it. I'm not the one who's degrading your entire life, okay?
I do think, though, that Philip Seymour Hoffman should have mentioned Kurt Cobain.
You're talking about, hey, real quick.
Jesus, man. Really? Where does these things come from?
I'm just saying.
Where does these things coming from?
You jocked his style,
you need
man.
To go get on wrestling.netcom's like blog
it's
site.
It's wrestling.nuts.com, Jesus.
Nets.com's.org.
Nets.com.org.
Nets.com.
On your like host.
Look, hey, you were talking about stealing entertainment, okay?
You know how many of the interwebs I got? You know how many tweets I'm going to take from you now? Hey, you know what I started doing? I went to this dude's Twitter page. I'm stealing all of them. Every single tweet you've ever tweeted, I'm literally going to tweet it back out. If it's funny, there are sites that rank tweets. I'm going to go find your funniest tweets that had the most everythings, and I'm going to retweet them, all of them.
Dude, don't even tweet the funny ones. Do like if he's like, I ate eggs for breakfast, retweet that.
Dude, no, I'm not retweeting anything. No,
Even if you didn't, you just
I'm not retweeting a single thing. I'm going to just take it and just do it as my own. I'm done with you, okay, dude? Listen, if you got 15 really funny tweets, I'm going to take all 15 of them. I'm going to retweet them, or not retweet them. I'm just going to tweet them as if I said them myself, and I don't care. I'm just going to block you. I'll block you. You won't see that I did it anyway, and I'll still hit all of the fans because you're a moron.
Mark, one real quick. Go nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
Nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so you were talking about stealing entertainment real quick.
Okay.
Someone,
Bobby, you just got 1,000 freaking weird stories.
This dude.
I do my research. That's what it is. Go to wrestling.nuts.com. You can see all the research I do.
Netcoms.org.
Anyway.
Netcoms.org. Get it right.
Anyway. All right, go ahead. All right, so a leaked version of Britney Spears' song Alien without all the fixings on it has come out. And this is what Britney sounds like before she's put through
this
the
ringer. This should be good. That's about par. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think that's like unbelievable. They auto-tune her up, pitch her out, all that. Which, by the way, just for everybody out there,
that was terrible.
Which everybody out there believes that auto-tune is like the thing where they make your voice go, nang, shawnee, yang. You know, like freaking T-Pain. Yeah, like T-Pain does it with a, no, that's actually called a vocal box. And that's what he uses to switch his voice around. Auto-tune literally takes someone like Britney right there and then just takes her from like wherever she's hitting and puts her into a natural F or down right to a G, whatever, like that. So, yeah, they just auto-tune her out. That doesn't surprise me because as you get older, your voice changes a little bit, you know? You know, smoke enough cigarettes and
yeah, put enough things
nice
in,
save, nice
you
save.
Put enough things in your mouth eventually it's gonna affect your voice. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah, it really is.
You're in the World Cup, you're blowing time.
Haven't you ever seen the divas on WWE? We already know how those things affect you. It's cool. It's just really cool. It's really cool. We get it. All right, let me go with this one. An Ohio mom lost her waitressing job after she used Facebook to blow off some steam about a busy night full of bad tippers, not realizing she was fake internet friends with one of the cheapskates in question. The customer, a former schoolmate of waitress Kristen Kelly, printed out the Facebook post, brought it to Kelly's manager at the Texas Roadhouse in Findlay, Ohio. They told me that I knew what I was doing when I posted that and they would have to let me go. Kelly, 22, told Toledo's WTOL 11 they were really upset. According to the waitress, she made the post after a Friday night shift where several customers left tips of 10% or less on large checks. If you come into a restaurant and spend 50 or more, you should be able to tip appropriately for that, she said when she wrote it. The Texas Roadhouse claims that there was more to the post and that Kelly was fired for calling the customer a derogatory name and for referring to the restaurant on the social media, which is against company policy. In other news, when you post something on Facebook, people can read it. This could be as much of a game changer as the revelation that Twitter is public. Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you have social media at all, okay, literally, I don't care if you're a bad female wrestler from the Midwest, nothing personal, Lucy, who's friends with Ricky Cruz. I don't care. I don't care.
Ay, Dios mío.
I don't think, I don't care.
Bendigo viejo.
I, pincho bendidos. Okay, listen.
Pinto's in the beach.
She built the pintos.
Chicas with the perros.
Okay, I don't care.
Despois.
Despois de. Are you done? You done with your purple little headphones and stuff? The green, whatever you got on there? You done?
Iglesias.
Chupa. Iglesias.
Chupa, amigo, chupa.
First off, I'm a little disappointed. I'm pissed at Enrique Iglesias because he never speaks Iglesias, okay? He's always speaking Spanish, and I don't like that.
I can be your hero, baby.
Now, hold on.
I can waste away the pain.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on for a second, okay? I don't care if you're the polar vortex going over to Botslavia or wherever.
It's Czechoslovakia. David, get the country right.
I don't care if you're a former Taco Bell manager who's now the producer of a radio show. It doesn't
matter. What the hell does that mean? I never worked at Taco Bell.
You could have fooled.
It was Burger King.
You could have fooled me.
And everybody knows I went to Ketchikatistan.
Okay. Ketchikatistan. My point is this. Social media is public.
Yes.
Don't talk about your company. Don't make fun of the people that come to your place, especially if you're a waitress, bartender, whatever like that. Just don't say nothing about your business at all. Don't ever bring up where you work. Don't ever talk about the people that you work with. Never talk about the people that you do business with. Just don't. You want to talk about the cute thing that your nephew did? Great. You want to do something that's really cool, like you want to show off a cool wrestling move from the wrestling ring?
Yeah.
Cool. That's fine. Do that all day long. Don't talk trash because they're going to catch you. I'm sick of every few months we got another story where there's a tipper who said something and it was derogatory and then this person's going to get fired from their job and it's like, stop it. Stop it. Also, if you're one of those people that goes into a place, tip well. I already talked about that earlier.
Right.
Tip well. I'm not saying that you're cheapskate all the time, only if you do $2 or less.
Mm-hmm.
$2 or less. That's it.
Yeah.
Dan, you worked in places like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Most of my life I've worked in service.
Listen, if you work at somebody's table for 45 minutes getting them drinks, putting out food for them, making sure their orders are right and stuff like that, you deserve a decent tip. You worked hard that hour for them. That's all there is to it. It's not like, hey, we think because you spent $80, I deserve 10% of that, so I should be at least get a $10 tip. No. That's not what they're thinking. They're thinking, I literally put in 45 minutes of my life helping you, making sure that you're comfortable and happy at the place you're at. It's that simple. Lucy,
yes.
Outside of wrestling, you do work with people, physical fitness?
Yes.
Things like that. Okay. You put in time with those people, right?
I do.
If somebody actually gave you a nice little tip on the side, not that they do that, they probably pay you per hour for whatever. Yeah. But what I'm saying is,
baseball games.
Right. But I'm just saying, if they gave you something on the side, you'd be appreciative of that.
Of course.
But you'd also feel like, thank you very much. You recognize that I put in an hour's worth of work, that you're seeing results and you're happy. It's that simple. I don't understand the problem with these people. Bobby, what do you tip for a pizza, the four that you get a day?
I'm not going to talk to you, ass, because you went to Dan about his job, you went to Lucy about theirs, and you come to me about the damn pizza. Screw off, Mark.
Four of them a day.
No.
You can go to wrestling.nuts.com to find out how I'm going to talk.
Bobby's got a blog coming on wrestling.nuts.com.org.
Got a blog coming on the wrestling.nuts.
I know how it is. I never tip less than $5. Even if it is a $5 order, I'll give him a 10 spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. That's fine.
I've been on that side. I know what it's like.
If it's pizza delivery, Chinese delivery, anything like that, I'm thinking $4 to $5.
Especially Chinese delivery because of our new listeners.
Exactly. Exactly.
You tip them like 25%.
I'm going to answer the door, and I would like to... You're from the Chinese restaurant, okay?
Yes.
All right. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on, dude?
You order the number 4 and the number 2 and the number another number 4.
Yeah, actually, I think that was supposed to be a number 3 and a number 4.
It number 3, number 4, same thing. It does $30.
Same thing? How much is it?
$30.
That seems a lot. All I got was Crab Rangoon, and then I got a number 4, which was like $8.99, and then another thing that's like the number 3. But you say the number 3 and 4 are the same is like $8.99?
Listen, Rondai, it's either $30 or $40. You make a choice.
Well, I really don't appreciate you calling me Rondai because I am an American citizen here. Where are you from, sir?
What's wrong with that? Your eyes are round.
Where are you from?
I call you something on your face.
Yeah, I understand that it's on my face. You're not
like if
to...
I say, hello, person with a hair? Get offended by this?
Yeah, but I don't ever turn to you and go, hey, slant-eyes guy, thanks for answering, coming to the door with my food.
Listen here, sir, you no need to be a racist.
That's not racist. Your eyes are
I bring
slanted.
You the number
wait,
three
wait, 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 wait. You
four.
just told me that it's because I have round eyes, you call me round eyes. You have, like, slittier slant eyes. That's why I called you slant eyes.
You think I know look into a mirror and see my eye?
I don't know if you can see yourself. I don't know.
Thank you very much.
I can't even
obvious.
Tell if you're not squinting right now.
I actually was asleep for the last 2 minutes.
You're asleep?
Because this conversation boring me. $30. $40.
It just went up to $40.
That's because you're pissing me off.
Is there a delivery charge?
Yeah, there is a make a racist joke about a delivery driver charge.
No, you made the racist joke about me. You called me round eyes,
you
and then you just interrupt
I say hello, you beautiful round eyes.
Do you have
you
a
say,
wife?
Hello, slant eye.
Are you
go build a railroad.
Do you have a wife or like a significant other? Do you?
I don't see like that any of your damn business, Rhonda.
Well, I'm just wondering if she's white or an American.
Do you want to go make a racist comment to her, too?
Well,
in
no.
That case, it's $50. We can keep going.
I don't want to end scene. And there it is.
Oh, because we won't stop until we've offended everybody.
Offended everyone in American
the
history.
The best part about it is...
It's going to go up to 40% next week. Like, I swear to God.
The best part is... It's going to go up to 40%. Hey, do we have time real quick?
Yeah, we do. What's going
on? Okay, so you were talking about Facebook. This whole situation was caused by Facebook.
Right.
Well, Facebook is wanting to ban a cheerleader because she's posting pictures of endangered species that she's killed.
Okay. You know, I heard about this a little bit. I didn't really catch the whole story, though.
So she looks very cute in her picture.
She's adorable.
Right, because that's the most important thing about being a female cheerleader. You make sure you look really cute in your pictures. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's
a
rule.
If you look cuter than the endangered animal you kill,
it's obvious
okay.
that Ricky Cruz says you walk to the ring with him for your looks and not your brain. All right, go ahead.
Yes.
Ay, Chihuahua.
Hijo de su madre.
What did you just say something about the Mother Mary? I don't appreciate your religious talk
no,
here
but,
either.
We can't repeat in English what she
go
said.
Ahead, go ahead.
19-year-old Kendall Jones is a pretty blonde cheerleader at Texas Tech University. She has taken several hunting trips to Africa since she was 13 years old. She's killed a lion, a leopard, an elephant, a warthog, cheetah, and a rhino.
Right.
Her Facebook page is called Kendall Takes Wild, where she posts pictures of her kills. She has more than 114 likes.
Great. So she loves to
but here's what she does.
Kill things and
she posts tips of about hunting and
sure,
stuff.
Sure, there's nothing
and
wrong with
it. It's completely illegal.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
People are outraged because of the fact that she's posting these pictures, but all of her hunting trips also raise money to help these endangered species and stuff like that.
And so who's got the problem?
Her school? A lot of people on Facebook do.
But her school?
No, the school doesn't have any problem with it, but people on Facebook do, and they actually have gotten a petition with 250,000 likes.
I'm done. This isn't even a story. It's just a bunch of random people with an opinion on Facebook that don't like the fact someone else is doing something getting popular. We're going to take a quick break here on The Q. I'm out of here on this. I'm done. We'll be back on The Q, 1380thex.com, 1420 WRNA, News Talk 1420 after this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Q, of course. Mark Bland joined today by one beautiful lady, Lucy Mendez.
Hello.
As well as you're beautiful only to a certain extent. Let's just cut that off real quick. Don't you get yourself all hoped up over there, Ricky Cruz, Miss Ricky Cruz, or whatever your name is.
Mamacita
Cruz, yeah.
Ay, Dios mío.
Producer Bobby, who just can't stop talking at all, ever, as well as Mark Bland. And then, of course, I think that I'm going to send him on a World Cup tour. Like, every team that lost in the round of 16 World Cup, they're going to get a special Polar Vortex Flying Reality Tour concert from one Dan, the Danimal Walsh.
I'm completely down for this.
You're down for this,
let's
yeah.
Let's book this immediately.
Let's see. You're going to definitely go to, you're going to be going to the United States, obviously, because they lost.
Well, we're covering that right now.
And then what do you got over there, Bob?
Mexico.
And there goes the U.S. Belgium just kicked our ass. Now we all can go back to not caring about soccer. Pardon me, I meant football, but we already have football, and it can't come soon enough. It kicks off in September. You can keep your stoppage time and your FIFA's dirty tricks and those guys that fall down
a lot
when they didn't even get kicked. Oh, stop it, quit pretending you don't even understand the game. You're down for World Cup parties, but you still think soccer's lame.
That's going out on the request lines to Travis Cook. Travis is out there, real Travis Cook on Twitter. So So
is he a big soccer fan?
He is a huge soccer
Travis
fan.
Is a huge.
We're gonna have to get
fan.
Travis really? Cook back in here because Dan, of course, the last. Here's my favorite story about Dan. He had been telling us for weeks and weeks on end that he had wanted us to get Travis Cook on the show because he thought it would be great mm-hmm. for him to like tee off against Travis Cook on the show. Well, of course, when Travis finally does show up on the show, which was the famous poop story, Dan decided that he agreed with almost everything Travis said,
not
and he was on
everything.
His side. He was just on his side about everything, and
now,
there was just nothing.
There was a couple times that I put him in his place about stuff, but he wasn't feeding off of my little, like, hey, what time do you get up to kick hobos? He wasn't feeding off of that.
He wasn't, so like, yeah, he wasn't catching those little nuances.
He just kept going into his horrid rant. Plus, you two were screaming at each other about medical insurance.
Yeah, we were. That
so
is
I couldn't
true.
Even...
Who's your insurance provider?
I know, dude.
You got Blue Cross Blue Shield. You got UHC.
They were screaming at each other the whole time. I couldn't get a word in edgewise, so
well,
I just kept going, mm-hmm.
Fair
mm-hmm.
enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong. You're listening to us on 1380thex.com and 1380thex on your radio dial in St. Louis, in Central Illinois, 1420 WINI News Talk, 1420.com, as well as worldwide on the internet at theqnow.com. Old episodes, new episodes, all kinds of great stuff. We want to say thanks to Cheap Ass Fireworks right off of Highway 94 and Highway 70 out there in St. Charles County. They were gracious enough to provide us with some boom pops from the mm-hmm. from the good old Americas for us to blow off on
I
the
4th
of July. And that was an amazing time I had last night with my family, and I'm sure Dan had fun with his family and Bobby, too. So thank you so much to those guys.
I hope everybody was safe when they lit off their fireworks. We were safe. We used, what are those things called? I don't know what they're called.
The punks? Yeah, the punks.
Yeah,
yeah. Definitely. CM Punks.
I just want to apologize to my neighbor's dog.
It's,
like, that was not supposed to go
over
there.
Did you put something in his
ass? That's a good point. No, he didn't. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Diane Stretton, the monster nanny who has become a family's worst nightmare by refusing to move out of their house after being fired a month ago, has finally
yes.
agreed to vacate the premises by July 6th. That is as long as the Bracamonte family meets her list of demands. The live-in nanny's handwritten agreement requires the Bracamontes to leave their Upland, California home between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., whether Stretton is in the house or not. It also asks them to give her money for food and access to amenities, including TV, air conditioning, and Wi-Fi. Here is her full list of six conditions as published by the Daily Mail. Are you ready for this?
Jeez.
Agreement. This is what the Bracamontes have to do. I will voluntarily agree to leave by 6 p.m. on 7/6/14 if each and all of the following conditions are met. My Wi-Fi and TV and house air conditioning and water must be continuously on until I vacate. Electricity in my room must be operational. Bathrooms must be stocked up with toilet paper and hand soap at all times. Marcella and the kids must vacate the premises between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. until 7/6/14, whether I elect to leave during that day or not. Between the hours of 5 p.m. and 8 a.m., I have full access to my room, the garage, bathroom, and areas of the house between the front door and my bedroom. I will not linger in these areas. I am either given access to healthy food or given $200 to eat out. $200 to eat out? Said the access to food shall be limited to hours between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Neither the front door nor my bedroom shall be locked in a manner that prevents me from entering. This means the chain must be off and the locks cannot be changed. In exchange for the above, I will agree to not seek any of my legal remedies for your past violations of our agreement. It is not known whether the Bracamontes have actually agreed to her terms. The family has considered evicting Stretton, 64, who does not pay rent, but they're worried they could face a fine of $1,000 for interfering with a tenant. Police have told them it's a civil matter, which is bad news for the family, as Stretton has a history of lawsuits. So long, the state of California considers her a vexatious litigant. The Bracamontes are leaving for a family wedding in Mexico this week and are not worried Stretton will lock them out. So they've asked worried that Stretton will lock them out, so they've asked family members to keep an eye on the house. In an interview with KTLA this past week, Stretton called Marcella Bracamonte a drama queen and claimed the family cut off her cable, AC, and internet access after they fired her and then tried to feed her dog food. Stretton has been out of the home for the past few days and was found living in her car outside a police station this past Friday. Okay, I've got a question here. You fired a live-in nanny. At what point does the live-in nanny just go, okay, I've been fired, it's time for me to leave?
No, like, that's the whole thing. She won't leave, and the state of California has said that they aren't going to get involved.
Yeah, they're not
going to
get involved. But
because,
like,
it's a civil matter. She was hired as an employee. She didn't do her job. She is now terminated from that position, which means you vacate the property. When I worked for public storage a long time ago,
yeah,
and I was a property manager, yes, I lived on the property.
Yep.
When I was let go, I was asked to vacate the premises.
Spoken like a true supplement superstore manager. That's all I wanted to say. Let's move on with this.
I'm actually very surprised that the Marcela didn't beat the crap out of her.
Yeah,
I mean, she's a Mexican lady. What's wrong with
it? Well, she didn't cut her or anything.
I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed.
Is Bracamonte, is that Spanish? Bracamonte, yes. Or is that Italian?
Spanish. She's just said that they were going to Mexico.
Well, that's true. What's really funny, I did find this out about the World Cup. Evidently, Argentina, mm-hmm, even though it is in South America, a lot of Latino-speaking countries in South America, they're completely Italian. Like, they're hardcore Italian. They speak Italian. Argentina is technically Italian. That's what I found.
Brazil speaks French.
No. Portuguese.
Portuguese, I'm sorry.
Well, Tony Cabral, the godfather of my son, as well as the movie producer, he's Portuguese-Italian. His family is from Brazil, Corta Corbra, Brazil, or whatever it is. But which always was weird to me that he speaks Portuguese. But his family's Portuguese-Italian.
But South America is very diverse. There's Colombia down there. They speak, Spanish.
Yeah, what other countries are down there? Keep going.
There's Colombia. There's Peru. There's Bolivia. There's Chile. Argentina. There's
Uruguay,
Chile.
Paraguay.
Uruguay.
Is it? No, Paraguay.
First off, Paraguay? You don't sound anything like Bobby. And you're chiming in. Like, I don't know. Like, I wanted
you named a lot to of them. Help him.
Fair enough.
I got your back.
Your problem is you got everybody else's back but mine.
Honduras.
Evidently. You know what I'm saying? That seems to be the issue that I have with you. You have everybody's back.
Apparently you have a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did anybody pay attention?
Muy loco.
Let's talk a little bit about this because I know people are going to ask. Dan, I definitely got to get your way in on this. And of course, the lovely Lucy Mendez being a female. I want to hear about this Hobby Lobby situation. Not that I want to talk in depth about it, but what's up, buddy? You got something?
You didn't want to get my opinion on
Sure,
that?
I definitely want to get your opinion. No, I want to get everybody's opinion.
I feel very left out today.
Bobby has
Producer
read
Bobby,
a lot
I'd
of
love
blogs.
To get your opinion on this as well.
Thank you.
All right. So this past week, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4, which, by the way, the 5 was all male members. And they ruled that that the Obamacare ruling for companies that they have to provide birth control for female employees is null and void, and they don't have to do that. Well, that, of course, caused a huge uproar. But my problem that I have with this situation is a few months before this, ladies and gentlemen, Obamacare was on the stand with the Supreme Court, whether to rule it as official or not. When the Supreme Court ruled that it was an official document and it was something that needed to be adhered to on all counts, they basically said the Supreme Court of the United States, the supreme legal power in the United States, backs this 100%. You need to abide by all the rules. It is not illegal. Obamacare stands. Then they turn around and they make a ruling that says a piece of Obamacare does not stand. So either it's all in or all out. You're either in or you're out on this situation. Well, I don't understand that because it's like the same exact people that said they need to adhere to all of it are now saying, well, you need to adhere to 99% of it. 1%, you can just ignore that.
Well, the story you're talking about, is this about the contraceptant with Hobby Lobby and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay. I understand what they're saying, though, in the aspect of what you're talking about. And here's why. Because of the fact that we as a country, we give our people these freedoms, things like that. And for them to turn around and say, you have to, if you're on Obamacare, take a contraceptant or a birth control or something like
they're
that.
They're not saying you have to take it. What they're saying is you have to
provide
it.
Yeah, you have
Your
to
company has to provide the opportunity for it.
Well, even providing it puts up a big red flag for some places because the religious views
and Hobby Lobby claimed
religious freedom.
Hobby Lobby claimed it was a religious oppressing of the freedom, but
just like where we just had my son.
They already have said that all of Obamacare has been legally verified by the Supreme Court through a decision. So therefore, everything that's in the bill and everything that goes along with it, I'm not saying that it isn't up for renegotiation at some point. I just think it's really weird that they okay it over here, and within months they just renege on a situation that completely was their decision in the first place. Like, I don't understand
that one. Where they can pull it is there are statutes set in motion before Obamacare that protected people's religious freedoms, And right, so right. that over, I mean, that was a previous statute that right there can argue. Now, they didn't look over everything, but that's their point. It's not that it's coming out of nowhere. It's saying that this violates previous statutes that were set forth to protect that.
I want to really, we had a constitutional conservative lawyer come on my show about a year and a half ago. Now, I really need to reiterate this to everybody out there so that you understand, because I specifically on the show, and you can go search up constitutional conservative at theqnow.com, find that episode of that show and listen to the lawyer talk about this, because he is a person who on like his job is to be completely aware of everything within the Constitution and handle constitutional law. That's his job. That's what he does for a living. And I actually had a question about the First Amendment. We need to understand something. The United States government chooses by their own choice, not because the First Amendment tells them to, chooses by their own choice to not allow themselves to bridge that gap between religion and government. That is their choice. The technical, and this is where I asked the lawyer, Miss Lucy Mendez, so that you understand, because I'm talking to you right now, not because it has anything to do with you. I just happen to have my eyes on you. Beautiful woman.
Thank you.
You use those charms to, of course, get other people's attention while I get hit with a kendo stick. But still, regardless of that, we basically have a situation where the First Amendment of the Constitution states that the United States government will not enact any religion on their own behalf. And will not stop anyone from enacting a religion or have any say within a religion that is enacted within the United States at any certain time. That's what the First Amendment of the Constitution technically states. It's saying that we won't create a religion, and we won't, if a religion is created within our boundaries of this country, we will not have any say over that religion in general. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't still run the government the way that they run the government, because they're not infringing upon the idea of the creation of a religion. It's about the creation of a religion or not creation of a religion. That's what that technically is talking about. Now, as human beings here in the United States, we love to take things completely out of context. We like to, don't get me wrong, the Constitution is wrote in a pretty vague manner. Okay, there's a lot of sections of it that are extremely vague.
But so, the Constitution was also written, 250 years ago, and it was written in the context of those people at that time.
Well, let's talk about that.
There's been statutes added over the years and such too. I mean, it's not the actual like the law, the articles in themselves, but statutes that have been, I mean, throughout time.
Dan, do you like the Constitution as it stands?
As it stands, I like the fact that it can be changed as time evolves.
But we really don't change it ever. Like, we don't add anything. I think the last time that an actual amendment was added was in the 70s.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look at the big things that, I mean, right now they're actually in the process of changing a lot of things.
Well, here's my thing. I think that the Constitution needs to be revamped. I think that we live in a different society now. It's 250 years down the road. I think that the things that we think about, the things that we look at, the things that we take personal, the things that we enjoy, that we like celebrate in this country, have changed a little bit. You know what I'm saying? There's way more people here in the United States that have immigrated since, which was the whole idea. The pilgrims were immigrants, okay? But before we have the immigration that happened with Ellis Island in the 1920s and all that, like, you have a lot of people that didn't immigrate to this country technically. You know, I mean, we're all technically immigrants, but what I'm saying is like, it wasn't the way it is now, the whole melting pot aspect at the level that we have. And I think a lot of those people who have become legal citizens of the United States through legal means, I think that they need to be represented, not just by this older Constitution. I think we need to go through, take a few years, if it takes a decade or not, you know, have a committee of people that we trust to sit down and kind of revamp and play with this a little bit. That's just my personal opinion. Everybody's got their own opinion.
Just so you know, the last constitutional amendment was the 27th Amendment, which happened on May 7th, 1992, which delays laws affecting congressional salary from taking effect until after the next election of representatives.
All right, fair enough. And there was
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
You're welcome.
So, I guess I just want to know, you said that you don't mind the Constitution the way it is. You like the fact that it can be changed.
I like the fact that you change as things evolve. I don't think, like, whenever you try to revamp it, you're going to try and put restrictions, knowing that years down the road, we're going to evolve even more socially. So, just add as it comes up. And, I mean, because...
Well, I think things need to be detailed out a little bit better. I think that we just have way too much vagueness there, and I think we could detail certain things out.
And you know what? They're never going to do it because you know why it's vague? It's because any sleazebag lawyer can get in there and he can argue it at any way that he wants. And the law will never allow that.
We are a country of constant cowboys. We want to play cowboys and Indians at all times. We want that free-willing ability to go and bang the hooker upstairs, then go out on the streets and start shooting at each other because we don't like what somebody said to us. That's who we are.
So
was that the 18th Amendment?
I think that's the 18th. Is that the 18th? Actually, the 18th was Prohibition. But anyway,
well, kind of the same thing.
So, here's one thing that I've always found interesting to me. You know, the First Amendment of the Constitution is laying out all your freedoms: the freedom of religion, speech, press, the right to peacefully assemble. But we have all these restrictions as radio personalities. We have restrictions against us, where we can't say certain things. So how do we have technically a First Amendment right to the freedom of the press? Because technically that's what we are. We're the press. How do we have that
to an extent? Yeah.
How do we have a freedom of press when we can't say whatever we want?
Well, there's also a lot of things that were made in effect on behalf of people who do what we do. And you can thank Larry Flint for that.
Parody
became an issue whenever Larry Flint thought it was hilarious to make animated pictures of, you know, a certain well-respected religious man of that time having intercourse with his mother. And when he went in front of the Supreme Court, he pretty much said, "Did anyone believe what I wrote?" And they said no. And that he goes, so you can't even get mad at me because everyone knew it was fake. So parody became, and then Saturday Night Live faced a court case whenever they were doing a commercial about a lawyer, and it was like an over-exaggerated lawyer who, come to me about anything. You want to have your cat married to your dog? And it was a joke, but it was actually making fun of a guy in that area, and the guy tried to sue. Certain shows get protected by parody. As long as you're in parody, or you can put it under certain guidelines. So actually, shows for entertainment do have things that other people don't have. Press doesn't have that, like, to a degree. Like, they do, but they don't. Like, if you're in a newspaper and you print something wrong, it has to be retracted. To whereas if we're just here voicing our opinions, because that's what we do, we actually are protected by parody or by, you know, just freedom of speech. Because we're not saying for sure, we're just stating what we believe.
In radio, and I'm sure, Bobby, you know this, or you may not, because this is not something that they tell everybody in the business of radio, but one of the things that protects professional radio personnel as well as media professionals against lawsuits the majority of the time is the ability to say the words, "in my opinion." If you're going to ever go on record to say something about something, you should definitely say that it is in your opinion, not that it is fact. Because it's when you say that it is fact, they can actually call the black or the white of the law. That's where it comes down to.
It's slander or libel.
If you say, "in my opinion, this is what I believe, these are my ideas, these are my thoughts," then it is literally up to the person on the other end to justify if they agree with you or, in their opinion, if they disagree with you. So you've got that's going on here in the world. All right, Bobby, you said you had some cool little interesting facts that you wanted to put out there.
Yeah. So,
what do you got?
So this is a new little thing that we're going to do called the 5 Random Facts. Just call it the 5 Random Facts.
I love random facts. You got a couple minutes. Let's do it.
All right. So number one, there's only one real person actually mentioned in any of the Harry Potter books. Mm-hmm. And she's a 9-year-old girl from Toronto named Natalie McDonald, who was actually, at the time that the books were written, was dying from leukemia. She's a big fan of J.K. Rowling. A friend of the family wrote J.K. and she was put in as a student at Hogwarts in the 4th book.
Fair enough. Uh-huh. That's nice of that was nice cool. of JK. I mean, that is a rich lady right there. Okay?
Good old JK.
That's Oprah rich right there. JK's running England. That's all there is to it.
We're not JK. JK's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No JK.
No JK.
It's been a big trend to tag Instagram pictures with a hashtag no filter.
Hashtag num 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 num. Hashtag go ahead.
Bragging that you took a picture without using a filter. But 11% of people who use the hashtag no filter are actually using a filter.
Of course they are. That's just how the world works.
Dunkin' Donuts sells a donut covered in chocolate frosting and shredded cheese in Indonesia.
What?
Along with a chocolate...
Add that to the tour.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Polar Vortex is going there.
Along with a chocolate and avocado flavored frozen...
Oh, Lucy!
Hell yeah.
What? Listen, I'm not big on guacamole. I'm not big on avocado.
I eat avocados on anything.
All right, fair enough.
Shaquille O'Neal hit only one 3-pointer in his 21-year NBA career.
Really? One?
It came in his fourth season in the NBA. He ended his career 1-for-22 on three-pointers. That's a 4.5%.
That's really interesting. Like, I would have thought he'd hit at least more than that. I mean, he's a big dude. He's usually down in the paint.
Yeah, down in the
paint. So he's going to be down there a lot. But at the same point, I would have thought definitely at least a few more times he would have nailed a couple.
Yeah.
More than one.
I think he nailed like two free throws.
Huh.
Another one. So that's, at least he has one more than his
and finally, time. Billy Bob Thornton actually has a phobia of antiques and refuses to stay in a room that has furniture dated prior to 1950.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. I don't even know. This dude is a weird. Listen, I understand it, but when you and what's her name, Brad Pitt's wife, were married to Angela, you guys had each other's blood in vials around your neck.
Around your neck, yeah.
Just hanging out. Like, that's some weird. He just comes off as, like, not bad Santa, but, like, the guy who would be the father of bad Santa. Like, yeah, he comes off as that weird.
He comes
dude.
Off as his character in the Fargo show.
Yeah, probably. I haven't seen the Fargo show. I've
He's
heard
just
it's incredible.
A dark, like, might kill you.
Yeah, he's just a weird dude. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here on The Cue. Myself, Lucy Mendez, Dan Walsh, and producer Bobby will be back on The Cue right after these messages. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Cue. Mark Bland, on this Sunday, this beautiful Sunday, joined by one producer, Bobby, Dan Walsh, as well as the vixen herself, Lucy Mendez. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You ever been to the Muni?
I have not.
We are giving away tickets to the Muni, ladies and gentlemen. They've got a show with Porgy and Bess coming up here shortly. Bobby's got some details over there for us.
Starts on the 12th and runs for 1 week. Porgy and Bess is coming back to the Muni for the first time since 1988, winner of the 2012 Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical, the Gershwins. Porgy and Bess arrives at the Muni with an award-winning member of
cast
the
member?
Award-winning
cast
okay. From Broadway.
All right, fair enough.
Yes. Set in Charleston's fabled Catfish Row, it tells the story of the beautiful Bess as she struggles to break free from a scandalous past.
Scandalous.
And the only one
Very
who can rescue her
is
the courageous polar vortex. I mean, sorry, it doesn't say polar vortex. Porgy, sorry.
The Porgy Vortex?
The Porgy Vortex.
The Porgy Vortex. Dan, are you a big musical guy?
Believe it or not, I am.
Have you ever been to the Muni?
I've been to Broadway.
I haven't been to the Muni.
I saw Chicago on Broadway in New York. I saw The Dinner Party with the late John Ritter and Henry Winkler were both in it.
Wow, that's
cool. I've seen Rent. I've seen The Lion King. I've seen Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, that's a great one. I like that.
I've seen Aia.
Have you seen Hello, Dolly?
I have seen Hello, Dolly.
Have I seen Hello, Dolly? No.
Well, I just want to let you guys know, we're giving away tickets to Porgy and Bess, but we're giving away tickets to all the shows at the Muni this year. So make sure you guys go to theqnow.com, click contests to enter to get those tickets. But Hello, Dolly has a special guest this year coming
Who's
to
that?
St. Louis that I'm actually working to try and get on our show.
Who's that?
Mr. John O'Hurley.
Oh, really? John O'Hurley's going to be in it.
John
That's
O'Hurley.
That's awesome, dude. I'd love to get him. You know who's in town right now that I wish we could have gotten on the show?
Lavelle Crawford.
Huel from Breaking Bad is here in town right now. He's originally from St. Louis.
I didn't know he was from St. Louis.
Yeah, he's from St. Louis. Jennings, actually, if I remember correctly. That's I could be awesome. Wrong, but I think it's Jennings or the Jennings area. Anyway, if you get a chance, you can check out all the information that the Muni has for all their shows coming up at muni.com.
Com. Yep.
That's right. So check out the Muni. We are giving away tickets at theqnow.com, theqnow.com. Click that contest button and enter for your free chance to win a night out for free on us. It's like a date night, you know?
Almost,
Lucy,
yeah.
Think about this, Lucy Mendez. Lucy, do you have a significant other in your life? Do you have a man?
I have a friend.
No. Do you got a man or do you got... Listen. This is what I was...
She's got about six friends. Don't you ever... Facebook?
Okay, stop. No, do you have a boyfriend or you have are you dating currently?
I'm dating.
You're dating currently. Okay. So, you know, dates can get expensive nowadays.
They can. end.
Yeah, they definitely
unless
can
you
be,
got a little Latino.
Well, first of off, course. It could cost you $25 just to go to a TGI Fridays for the two.
Yeah,
you know? And then you turn around and you go to the movies. It's $10 a ticket. So now we're already up to $55. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's if you just stop there. If you decide to go hit a nightclub afterwards or just hang out, you know, it can get really expensive. Going to a place like the Muni, very affordable.
Yeah,
and we're gonna be giving you tickets, and that's free. That's free date night. All you got to do is buck up for your TGI Fridays or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds good.
I think absolutely.
And we're producer Bobby's working on a little bit something too.
What are you working on, Bob?
We're gonna hopefully within the next couple of weeks gonna be giving you your first ever edition of the Q Now T-shirts.
Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to release the look of the new T-shirts as soon as we get pictures back. But yeah. We have brand new the Q Now T-shirts in development. So if you'd like yours, you just have to get a hold of us and we'll let you know how much they cost. And we might even set up a little store on the website.
Yeah, we'll set up a little. We'll try and set up a little store. And what we can do also, we should make the winners of our tickets for the Muni wear the new Q Now T-shirts.
I was like, if we were,
I think there's a dress code at the
Dan.
Meeting. It's not T-shirt.
Dan, I really believe that because we have this new 21% massive.
Should we get the Q Now in Chinese on our shirts?
I think that we could get the Q Now in Chinese, but I think that Dan needs to talk to his people, and he needs to let them know that these shirts will be available.
Dan, go ahead, Mandarin.
Everybody who don't want to stand outside in the cold and get a hard nipple.
Yes.
They have a T-shirt for the cure. Fit very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. The fabric against your belly button. It feels so nice.
Which shirt specifically should they order? Which number?
Every shirt.
Oh, okay.
4 billion shirt for everyone in China.
Good call. That's a very good call there.
For 8 billion, get the one for your baby.
Oh, they only are allowed to have one child, right? Like
unless they have a girl, they can try again.
Yeah. They're allowed two kids. If the first one is a girl, they could try again. But if the second one is a girl, then they have to put the second child up for adoption, and they aren't allowed to try again.
I don't understand why they, like, we're going to make people put their kids up for adoption. Well, why would you do that?
The well,
when you
Republic.
Have a when you have a population of infinite.
They're right. Like half the world's population.
Right, but that's my point. Like, you're just Shanghai. Adding another one on there, and there's a bunch of people that just don't want to be mommy and daddy to some random kid.
Yeah, but look like, at people in America. If ever people adopt
Lucy,
an Asian
take one?
Kid.
I would adopt.
I should take a little Chinese
if
baby.
You get
they
one Chinese,
like
you got
to
get two, because I think they have a buy one, get one at the orphanage, which is good because, no, really? It increases your odds. Because they're awesome at math, and you know you're going to have a pretty comfortable future because they're all going to be engineers or something, dude, and you know you're going to be living comfortable.
That
so, people,
racist.
If I could pass anything for my people in China, it adopt a Chinese baby.
Oh, adopt a Chinese baby.
Very smart baby.
Did you say adopt?
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 Adopted?
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 I thought he said something about a dot.
A dot? That's
what I thought he said.
Adopted? Adopted?
That's
not
an
Indian baby. You adopted a Chinese baby.
Adopted? You dropped it. Something.
You dropped?
Adopted.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Maybe Vladimir Putin can explain it a little bit better.
Yeah, let's see. Let me get Vlad on the phone here. Vlad, this is Mark from the Q. I'm calling you on the hotline. Vlad.
This is Russian sex machine Vladimir Putin.
Vlad, a real quick question for you. We are having a little discussion here while we're doing the show, and we're talking about the People's Republic of China. Remember, we had you talk to them last week. We're having some issues trying to figure out what is being said here by the representative from China.
How am I supposed to know? I have to worry about Ukrainian. I have to worry about American. Not to worry about 400 billion Chinese babies.
Well, I understand that there's a lot of China. Wait, maybe you should put them in your army.
They would not be suitable for my army.
But Vladimir, you guys border each other, China and Russia. Wouldn't it be a good idea to become, you know, allies?
Would it be a good idea for a Shih Tzu to breed with a bulldog? Just because it can happen doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Well, thank you very much, Vladimir. I appreciate your insight here on this topic.
I appreciate your phone call. Now I have to go back to wrestling with shirtless with cheetahs.
All right, fair enough. You enjoy those cheetahs. We'll talk to you later.
I love Chinese people.
Oh, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Vladimir Putin on the show here. Thank you so much, Vladimir. I appreciate it.
I love it when it gets Putin.
It does. So, Bobby,
when we start Putin up in here,
Bobby, you have a list.
I do.
That we need to go through. And please explain to me and the rest of the listeners out there at the queue now and around the world, what does this list consist of?
Okay, so Radar Online has posted a list of the most offensive music videos.
Most offensive.
Of all time.
Of all time. These are pictures of Dan masturbating in his bathroom with music behind them?
No, it's
because that's pretty offensive, I would assume.
In a bear suit.
It's more like producer Bobby Billy.
I'm trying to combat that girl on Facebook. You know, she's shooting the endangered species. I like to masturbate as an endangered species. With them.
You're like a furry.
Because who doesn't want to know what furry? A bear looks like when it masturbates?
All right, fair enough. Lucy, are you big on the offensive videos? You love them? You hate them?
I don't mind them.
You don't mind them?
No.
Well, all right. Wait till we get to some.
Wait till we get to Enrique Iglesias because he doesn't speak Iglesias.
Wow, that's funny.
Instead, he sings Pitbull like he's in a bathtub of cold water.
Oh, Pitbull's half of these videos. Fair enough.
Pitbull is?
No. Lucy Mendez. I'm
Lucy
sorry.
Just freaked out. Kudo! Toma!
Not that. What's the pizza video?
That's really, Mr. 305.
What's really funny is
Mr. Worldwide.
Lucy has this infatuation. Is it his music, his look? She is just infatuated with Mr. Latino himself. Some Pitbull.
I do like Mr. Pitbull.
He looks like a Pitbull.
He does literally not look like a Pitbull.
I wonder if he bites people if he can't let go.
All right. All right, Bobby, what do you got for us?
Just saying, it probably happened.
Way to ruin that one, Dan Walsh.
Music as my entrance music.
Bobby is going to...
All right, so the number one video, or the number 10, the most offensive video is Madonna.
Uh-huh.
Like a Virgin?
Like a Prayer.
That one does hit a lot. You have burning crosses in there. Yeah, sacrilegious.
Burning crosses, and then
she's serious, dude.
The strange heaving of breasts in your face.
Yeah, but I don't.
What's wrong with breasts in your face?
Yeah,
it's Madonna.
No, there's exactly. Not a run. No, seriously, this was originally supposed to be a Pepsi commercial, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Like it was released back in the 80s as a Pepsi. Like, remember how Michael Jackson and them used to do like big releases that Pepsi funded and stuff?
And it was like at halftime.
This was supposed to be a Pepsi release for their new drink. It might have been the Crystal Clear Pepsi or whatever. And then, like, because they found out what the imagery was in the music video, they backed out completely.
And they got Van Halen.
And they got somebody else to do it, yeah. All right, so Madonna, Like a Prayer.
Number 9.
Okay.
Rihanna, Pour It Up. YouTube actually yanked this video because it was too racy. They pulled this video 10 minutes after it was posted.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
What about you, Lucy? Are you a big Rihanna fan?
Whips and chains do excite me.
Strip clubs and dollar bills.
I don't think that's really racy. I mean, that's just typical for black culture and some of the music videos that they put out.
I think it's her gigantic forehead that scares people.
I like the fact that Lucy's super interested. She's like, I don't think I've ever seen that. I'm going to have to check that out by myself naked at home tonight.
Yeah, with my six friends.
My six friends.
Nice. Everyone loves this song.
Okay. What do you got? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey. I really like this song.
How is that racy? Hey.
Because the unrated version is nothing but topless models.
Hey.
Oh, that's right.
Hey.
That's right. Which, by the way, the first time I saw this video, there's a website called Vevo, which they just post, you know, music videos and stuff like that all up there. The first time I saw this video, I saw the edited version on Vevo. So I was like, oh, man, I really like this. And I'm a person who actually, I really do like music videos. So I'll go out and pay the $1.99 and buy the music video. Download the $1.99 music video from iTunes. All of a sudden, there's boobs everywhere. And I'm like, what is going on? What are
And it worked out, though. You loved it.
I did.
You loved
anyway, it. Anyway, next.
What number are we on?
We are on number 10, 9, 8, 7.
All right.
Two Live Crew, baby.
Oh, yeah. Band in the USA?
No. The other thing that made them famous. What got them there? Everything.
Mark just went bananas in the studio.
Dude, I'm like 38 years old. Like, this song was when I was 12, okay? Like, this was the jam.
So this was because of the fact that there was a lot of women in bikinis, which at the time was pretty tame or pretty risque for 1989.
I think that Dan Walsh needs to enter to the ring by this song from now on.
I'm down.
I think that would be fantastic.
I would love to see that.
All right. So what do we got next?
Next is Duran Duran.
Uh-huh.
Oops.
What are you doing?
There we go. Duran Duran, Girls on Film.
See, I never thought, like, there was always a big to-do about nothing when it came to Duran Duran and Girls on Film. I always thought it was, like, now you look back at this video, completely innocent. There is, like, I mean, at the time, maybe it was a little risky.
In 1981, it featured a lot of half-naked people.
Yeah.
And it was actually banned by MTV.
Yeah, but now you look back on it, you're like, really? That's what they banned? Like, we've got worse videos that just pop up as commercials on YouTube before the video I want to watch starts.
Yeah.
So, Girls on Film. What number was that?
Number six.
Where are we at for number five? What do you got?
Number five.
Uh-huh.
Nine Inch Nails.
Come on, man.
Happiness. Happiness and Slavery.
Oh, Happiness and Slavery.
In the video, it actually shows a naked guy being tortured, it shows full frontal.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. Trent Reznor's is somewhat demonic individuals mentally when it comes to his music.
Right.
He was until he got off of heroin, and now his music's real tame.
Yeah, that's true.
He kind of went Aerosmith on us.
All right, what's number four?
Number four, Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh. Gaga.
And R. Kelly with Do What You Want.
All right.
This video is because of the fact that it is so offensive. The video actually never officially got released.
I think the fact that R. Kelly's in anything now is just like, first off, did we remember that he did the In the Closet series of songs?
Yes.
Yep. It has like 37 parts to it, okay? I'm not even joking. I wish I was. I think there's like 33 or 34, 35, something like that, parts to that song. And he came out just last year and he was like, I'm going to release like 17 more. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? What is your problem? Just go pee on some people like you did.
That was very rock star.
That was one of my favorite Dave Chappelle skits of all time, though. When he's peeing on people.
I want to pee on you, too.
You can leave that playing because the next song, I actually couldn't even find a clean version of.
What is it?
It's by Prodigy, Smack My...
Oh, Smack My Bitch Up.
Yeah,
Smack My Bitch
but
Up.
But that's the whole song.
I know. But you could find
the instrumental of it, I'm sure.
Well, I didn't think about it.
Prodigy, Smack My Bitch Up.
That's all it says?
It's like a dance song.
It was initially banned by MTV in 1997 because it included scenes with strippers, drugs, drunk driving, abuse, and a physical explicit sex scene.
Yeah. And the people from Chumbawamba, who are supposed to be anarchists, actually came out and protested it. Remember people that were like, I get knocked out? Yeah, they were anarchists and they said it was offensive towards women. It's like, wait a minute, you guys don't believe in rules. But yet, just don't slap a woman.
Interesting.
That'd be awful. Murder everybody. That's it. You just found it.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
That's nice.
They actually use this in a trailer for Charlie's Angels.
It's not even that bad. I mean, I understand the whole idea of violence against women.
Right, right.
That's a big thing. But like, as far as the song goes, it's just a dope song, man.
Yeah, they used it in movie trailers. It was just probably the video was way out of control.
Yeah. Prodigy.
Not to mention, the dude who sings the song has a rod stuck between the middle of his nose, and he like got the lawyer haircut on purpose. He looks pretty creepy.
All right, fair enough. Prodigy. Good
next up. Number two is Pagan Poetry by Bjork.
Okay, is this just because she's just being like a witch? Is that what her thing is?
She's topless in the second half of the video, and there's a shot of the skin on someone's back being pierced.
Oh. So she's one of those weird artists. We talked about her on Overtime before. Like,
we have.
Bjork is one of these weird... Either you are a Bjork fan or you just are the rest of the world. Like, there is no in-between. There's no, I got a couple of Bjork songs that I like, but, you know, I just mix her into my, like, workout mix. No. Either you got an entire for Bjork or you have zero Bjork songs because that's all there is to it.
I haven't heard a lot of Bjork, but there's a couple songs I like from her.
Do you have them mixed into your workout routines?
No, I only mix in certain things in my workout routine. I have my driving in my car.
Okay, all right.
Blend, and then I have my workout.
See, my thing is when I do my driving, I'm a big Crystal Method fan. So I like Crystal Method. So I like, if I do like anything with, what is that? What is that? That Pandora. I'll do like a Crystal Method station. I do Spotify a lot. So I get it. What do you got next up, Bobby? Where are we at?
Next up is number one, which is a video called Saint by Marilyn Manson. Hopefully this is not going to
play anything. Was going to be on here.
But the video was never released in the U.S. because he does drugs in the video, cuts himself, physically pleasures himself, and there's a whole lot of nudity. Be careful with this, just so you know.
So it's like a smut film.
All right, fair enough. Marilyn Manson coming in at number one of the most offensive music videos of all time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting closer to the end of the show than the beginning of it. And I want to,
sad.
I want to talk to you guys because I've got some questions from the listeners.
Okay.
Bobby, we're going to be doing in overtime, if you listen to the show, at the end of the show, if you go to theqnow.com, you can usually download the full version of the show with our little tagged on overtime section, and that is coming up after the show. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Some questions from the listeners. It's been a rough week for me. I didn't have a chance to get a lot of great stories. Bobby's handling a lot of our stories this week that we're going to toss around to Dr. Dan and everybody, but what is, all right, here we go. Lucy Mendez, you're on the hot seat.
I'm ready.
What is an urban legend that terrifies you the most? Is it the chupacabra?
No, you know what? When I was a little girl, my grandma used to tell us about La Llorona.
La Llorona?
The woman in white.
Is that a place in Arizona? La Llorona, Arizona? Just wondering.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken,
there's a
there's a pretty famous Spanish or Mexican movie based upon this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I remember in high school I took Spanish 4. I don't remember anything except for the inappropriate stuff.
Of course.
But I remember my teacher talking about this in a movie, and like it was a really famous movie. Like a lot of big Hispanic actors were in this movie.
I'll check it out.
So, Woman in White. Yep. That's the one that terrifies you. What about you, Bobby?
Everything that you tell me about?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got all that. Well, by the way, we're trying to set up a Halloween show for the queue here that we're going to try to do live on the radio and everything.
I don't do it.
We're working on it. So, we're going to keep you guys abreast of everything that's going on there. But you don't have a specific one that like kind of creeps you out?
Probably the biggest thing that creeps me out would be either the story that you just recently told me about, which is the Scream House.
Okay. All right.
Or I would say probably when I was with DC Chimes, we did a thing at Conneaut Lake Hotel in Pennsylvania.
Yep. Wasn't an urban legend, though. Is that an urban legend?
It's an urban legend because no one can prove what happened.
So it's just a ghost story, basically.
Yeah, it's a ghost story.
What about you, Dan? What do you got over there for me? What's the urban legend that terrifies you the most?
I don't really have one that terrifies me. I mean, there's a whole bunch of weird ones, but... I don't know if this like qualifies as an urban legend, but one that's like pretty creepy is when James Dean crashed his car.
Okay.
They said that people like rushed and took pieces of the car, and like a few people got away with him before the police could stop it. And they said that the people that took it all were dismembered or killed shortly after.
That's crazy, dude.
Holy cow.
There was an episode on Supernatural about that.
I will be the first.
And I bet that's what you were paying attention to the entire time.
Oh my goodness! There is so much sexual tension in this room right now. It's amazing.
It's Dean. Okay,
Dean.
Women can't contain themselves.
I'm going to finish this one off. The one that terrifies me the most, I think, are there are two that really kind of got my goat when I was growing up. One is they're like the movie Children of the Corn is based on the idea that there are what they call the shadow people that walk in corn. And I think that that's one that kind of gets me because if you've ever been to the Sports Academy where we do some of the Dynamo Pro shows, there is a row of cornfields right behind
it. You just had to tell us that.
They are really tall. And we actually have Justin, who's been on the show, Justin Deming, former co-host. He actually jumped into the corn and ran through it after our last show. And we got video of that. It's really entertaining. Me and Grace have it.
I do have an urban legend that freaks me out.
Okay, save it for overtime then.
Oh.
Save it for overtime.
Dude, it's real quick.
No, it's not, because it's time for us to get out of here on the queue.
I don't listen to your rules.
I want to say thanks to 1380 The X as well as 1420 WINI. Check out RazorSharpDigital.com for all your SEO and SEM marketing. They handle the digital world for you, and you get the best service in the country. Check them out at RazorSharpDigital.com. Thanks to Lucy Mendez for being on the show today. We really appreciate it, sweetie. Thanks to Crazy Cheap Fireworks on the corner of Highway 94 and Highway 73 locations in the St. Charles County area. They are 2-year supporters of the queue, and we appreciate their kindness and quality of products that they sold. You can find out more about them for next year as well as years to come at crazycheapfireworks.biz. And we've got overtime coming up, so I want you guys to stay tuned if you can. I would really appreciate that. Lucy Mendez! You beautiful little thing. You tell Ricky Cruz I'm going to punch him in his face, okay?
Yo le digo, no te hagas güey.
Yo quiero Taco Bell? I love Taco Bell. We'll see you guys on The Q next time. Overtime right now. Go to theqnow.com. The train just keeps on rolling. Overtime here on The Q. Dan Walsh, the Polar Vortex himself. Producer Bobby, my favorite person in the whole wide world. As well as Miss Lucy Mendez. What's up, Lucy Mendez?
How you doing?
We're doing really good. We've been talking about some really unique stuff during the break here before we decided to hit you guys with this overtime. And Well, one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about is the fact that there is this lawsuit going on in the St. Louis area. Now, you might not know, there's a rap artist by the name of Flame, who's represented by Eric Caiera, a lawyer here in the St. Louis area. And they are suing one Miss Katy Perry for her song Dark Horse, claiming that, like, Katy Perry's song. Now, Bobby, if you can get it up on your screen over there, I want you to get Dark Horse up and ready to possibly go, okay? So this is Dark Horse by Katy Perry. Take a listen.
Y'all know what it is. Katy Perry. Juicy J. Let's rave.
Here you are. You're gonna come to me. Here you are. But you bum, 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 bum. I'm capable of anything. Of anything. And everything.
Alright, so now that's... Would you stop? Stop. So there's Katy Perry right there, the song Dark Horse, her and Juicy J. And Lucy Mendez, you like that song?
I like that song.
You like, you're a big fan of that one?
You know what? I'm a big Katy Perry fan.
I think Katy Perry is one of those
I'm a big
chicks.
Fan of the Katy Perry dancing
Katy
video.
Perry is one of those chicks like Pink. What happens with Katy Perry? What
you're
happens with Katy Perry?
What happens with Katy Perry stays in Vegas?
No. What happens with Katy Perry as well as Kesha eventually is they keep just making really catchy songs. Before you know it, 10 years goes by. You look back and they have like 18 amazing songs you literally know every word to.
Yeah.
But you didn't see it coming. Like you had, it wasn't like Britney and Christina where they really just made a big deal time they released a song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was just slowly building up over the time, because literally if you look at Pink's Greatest Hits, I don't think there's a song on the Greatest Hits album that I don't know.
Yeah.
Literally. Okay, now that was Katy Perry with her song Dark Horse.
Right.
There is the rapper named Flame out of the St. Louis area of the Midwest who's got a song from about 5 years ago called Joyful Noise. The lawsuit basically states that Katy Perry stole this song, flipped it around a little bit, turned it into Dark Horse, and made tons and tons of money off
of it.
Which
Katy Perry used to be a Christian artist.
That is very, very true.
Katie Hudson.
But here's the problem. 5 years ago, Katy Perry was
kissing
already,
girls.
But she was already well known. Like,
right,
it wasn't
like.
But that's not to say that she didn't still pay attention to Christian music behind the scenes. So, this is Flame with the song Joyful Noise. Listen. Now, I can see the similarities
in
the way that
this.
It's just a background melody that's rolling. I can see where there's a similarity there. Let's talk about it. Now, what do you think, Lucy? Do you think that there's a legit...
Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years.
You don't think he took...
No.
See, here's my thing with music. I don't think anybody can say, you stole this from me and this and that, unless you were absolutely the very first person to do it. Everyone samples. There are samples everywhere. You may not even realize
well,
it
I think that
you're sampling.
Their argument is basically, you took this, you flipped it around, it's almost technically a sample, that you owe us some money for it. That's it.
But he's not saying, you know, potentially he sampled that from somebody else without knowing it,
I
but
don't
nobody
know.
Came to him.
I don't know what the background on that is. It's,
right,
that's
but
very possible.
But I'm just saying.
This dope beat, man. I like this song.
Would be really good to come to use this? Ricky Cruz.
Oh my God. Do not bring his name up on the show again. This guy. Ricky Cruz? The only joyful. Listen, the song's called Joyful Noise. The only joyful noise that would come out of the situation with Ricky Cruz would be me taking a chair to his forehead.
You wish.
Literally. What?
You wish.
Oh,
hi, the only
yeah, because you'd probably start flashing yourself off to the like crowd and the referee and everybody off to the side as I take the chair to his forehead.
Hey, look,
and then before
look,
you know
look,
it, I get screwed.
Look, yeah. As long as you don't have some random news reporter popping in, it's okay.
All right, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, if Fox 2 could just keep their reporters away from the wrestlers, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's fair enough.
That's just a request.
Lucy Mendez is pleading the fifth on this situation, ladies and gentlemen.
Correct.
We're moving
I'll
on.
Fifth.
All right. So, Bobby.
Yes.
Letters from the listeners. I gave
you the text.
I gave you what
you sent me a text. But before we get to letters to from the those. I have the 9 hardest would you rather questions.
Okay, let's do it. A round of would you rather here on the Q's overtime. Bobby, you are going to be the master of ceremony, sir.
All right. We're going to start with one of the easier ones first. Would you rather go around with a visible booger in your nose at all times?
Okay.
Or have a hairy mole right between your eyes?
Oh, the burger.
Whoa. Wait, booger in the nose or a hairy mole between the eyes?
Correct.
Is it a large booger?
It is a very visible booger.
It's a very visible booger, but then your breathing is like impeded, possibly. Like you're going to have some breathing issues, maybe. Dan?
I go with the booger.
You're going with the booger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about you, Lucy?
I go with the booger.
You're going with the booger, too. Like, the hairy mole between the eyes, I think, like...
How dark is the mole? Can I cover it with makeup?
Oh, no, this is a big...
It's hairy as shit.
This is...
Can I shave it off?
I don't know. No, it's got to stay there permanently.
Yeah,
like,
in that case, we could just wipe our nose.
This is Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
This is
picking a booger.
This is Cindy Crawford level. This is Cindy Crawford level.
Oh,
yeah.
Ay, chihuahua.
Adios mio.
Yeah, adios mio.
So you're sticking with the boogie.
I'm sticking with the boogie.
Bobby, what about you?
I would go with the boogie.
I'm actually going to go the hairy mole. I think that eventually I just get used to it. And like there's lots of people out there with moles. And
you'd
that
call it George and become friends.
Yeah, we'd just become friends. Like I want to be able to breathe properly, you know?
But it's not always going to impede your breathing.
But the problem is here. This is where we get into this discussion in society.
Moly, 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 moly.
Right. But we get into the discussion in society like, the idea of a person with a huge booger sticking on their nose, when most people see that, it kind of disgusts them. Like, they see that and they go, wow, that person really needs to wipe their nose. They might not technically adhere to hygiene properly. It looks pretty odd, and this is kind of disgusting. They should really take care of that because that's kind of your insides coming out type of thing that we deal with. You know, just like sneeze into your hand or into your shoulder. You know, that idea. With the hairy mole on your eye and stuff, we have people with, like, unibrows. We have people that have like skin tags on their neck, stuff like that. Like the hairy mole thing between the eyes. I think people in general would like see that.
Yeah.
But I think that they've seen a lot of things like that on people's faces enough to where they'd be like, okay, that's just who they are as a person. That's a part of their makeup. The booger, no. That's you need to wipe your nose. You need to clean that up every time.
Okay.
All right.
This question. Dan Walsh has to
Dan Walsh
first.
Doesn't care about nothing. He's done with the show. He's
Dan.
Just
what is going on with Dan? Dan's staring out the window.
Well, we got the ambience going, and I think Dan's falling asleep.
I love the ambience. I need the ambience more
but
often.
Go ahead.
I need the ambience more often.
Dan, would you rather watch your parents do it every night for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Or join...
Go ahead, Dan.
What do you think?
Well, hands down, I'm not going to join in. So, yeah, I guess I'd have to watch him for the rest of my life.
You're not going to join in, so you're going to watch him for the rest of your life. What was it again? What were the two choices?
Would you rather watch your parents do it every night for the rest of your life?
Yep.
Or join in one time to make them stop?
Join in one time to make them stop, but you have to watch it every night. Well, here's the problem. Like, these are would you rather. So the rule is that it's perpetual, and you have to actually do whatever it is. So, like, you can't just be watching soccer off to the side while they're doing it next to you.
Right.
Or
you
within
have
your,
to pay attention.
You literally
to them.
Have to pay attention. Oh, man. I don't know. I think that I join in one time, and I know that sounds weird, but I think you could get around it a little bit. You know, it's like, okay.
No, brother. You just had sex with your parents. There's no getting around it. You said it yourself.
What
there
if she?
No
what if your mom? What if your mom just gives you a hand job, but not really looks at you? She just gives you a hand job. That's joining in. She never looked at you.
I don't know.
But you had.
Move on to the next question.
She may have never looked at you.
What about you, Lucy? You joining in, or are you just watching him forever?
Well, see, now here's my dilemma. My mother, I can watch, but my father has passed.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if he was still alive, let's play within the realm of the game.
Mi madre es bonita. Mi padre.
What if it was your mother and her special guapo. Friend?
No.
Oh. She said,
Tu madre y Jaime Garcia.
What are you talking about?
No, don't put my boy in there.
Jaime Garcia.
Don't you ruin her fantasies, huh?
Don't ruin my fantasies there.
Okay.
See.
I guess I would have to watch my.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. All right, Bobby, what about you? What about you? Hey, you.
Oh, I would rather watch.
Okay, fine.
Let's see. Would you rather pee glass shards?
Okay.
Or cry glass shards?
Oh. I'm going to say.
Cry.
I'm going to say cry because every dude knows what it's like to. Ladies get urinary tract infections.
I'm pretty sure that feels like glass shards.
Lucy, do you want to pee glass shards or do you want to cry them?
I think I'd rather cry them.
I just don't know. Like, because if you cry them, then you like skins your face up and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, but tears come out gently.
Yeah.
Urine shoots out. So the tearing would be far much more intense.
Yeah. Did you know when you
but
urinate,
the crying
it comes
could
out?
Last longer, which could be more painful.
No,
you could
that's
pee
okay.
quicker.
When you urinate, it comes out at a speed of 72 miles per hour.
That's weird. But
Are you
knew
serious?
That.
Yeah. Would you rather have permanent clown face?
Okay.
Or permanent clown clothes?
Clothes.
What would be clown face? Like the sad face with the big eyes or something?
Just in makeup.
Yeah, like face? It.
Or like the makeup.
The makeup.
I don't know. Well, like, okay.
Why did the movie clown?
No. I think I'm going to go with permanent. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go clothes. Because here's the thing. I could just stay in them and then I could use that to make money because I could just go be a clown by putting makeup on.
Well, hell, with how fashion's going, half these people look like they're wearing clown suits anyways.
All right, fair enough.
All right, last two.
Okay.
Would you rather have Cheeto fingers for the rest of your life? Never mind. Cheeto fingers. Fuck that.
Cheeto
fingers or what? Would you rather have Cheeto fingers for the rest of your life or a popcorn kernel stuck in your teeth for the rest
Cheeto
of your life?
Cheeto fingers for the rest of my life.
Cheeto fingers. Cheeto fingers because guess what? Now I don't have a food bill.
Oh.
Cheetos, baby.
That's so weird. You're so, and with the ambiance here in the studio, that just looked really odd.
He got really romantic Cheetos. About some Cheetos.
I'm going to go Cheetos fingers. I get. Well, no. I might go popcorn kernel just because, like, it's the idea, like, eventually you'd get used to it being in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it would bother you as much, whereas with the Cheetos fingers, you'd constantly have to be watching for everything you touch. Everyone That's you true. Talk to, like it's constantly an issue.
Especially,
you could shake you hands. You could, you're going to get it all over your
yeah,
clothes.
Yeah, but you can put gloves on.
Especially everything you touch. Ready? Last one.
All right.
Lucy Mendez.
Oh, dear.
Would you rather give up cheese or oral pleasure?
Oh, wait. Well, cheese.
No. Hold on.
Cheese. Of course you give up cheese because oral pleasure, you're going to get that every once in a while, but it's fine. Cheese, you don't need cheese at all in your life. It's not necessary.
Dude. That's a question. Fuck you guys.
Your questions suck.
What about you, Dan?
You suck, Dan Walsh.
Cheese or oral pleasure?
I'd give up cheese tomorrow.
Fuck you. You're not the king of all media anymore, asshole.
Wow.
Fuck you.
Lucy,
I'm taking
you
out of Czechoslovakia.
Lucy, what about you?
I already gave up cheese.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, Bobby. All right,
now, we're over to our letters.
Letters from the listeners. This is one of our favorite sections of the show. We love to get a little deep and dirty here with Dr. Dan. You over there, buddy?
I'm in my doctor hat.
Dr. Dan's here. Dr. Lucy has decided to join you today, and we are going to throw some of these advice letters out there and see what you guys think along with us, okay? Huh. All right.
All right.
And so, by the way, if you'd like to add any, which we did have people that wrote in this week, go to theqnow.com, click the contact us page at the top, and hit us up with your letter anytime. We will read them on the show and enjoy.
And to protect your identity, I won't use your names, I promise.
We promise.
So, this lovely lady writes us and says, I've been seeing a guy for a few weeks. Over the weekend, we got down and dirty finally. We didn't go all the way, but we definitely got hot and heavy.
Okay.
Without getting too specific, things did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Then, while we were cuddling afterwards, he rolled over to me and said, thank you. I know he's quite a polite guy, but still, it made me feel very cheap. Was it rude of him to thank me for doing something sexual, or was he actually being thankful?
Now, okay, now this is weird because, and I'm not afraid to go down this road here. I have found myself saying similar things, not specifically thank you, but similar things down that road. After me and my wife, when we first had sex back when we were younger and stuff like that. I mean, it's different now that we're married and stuff like that. Just never mind. My point is that, like, I've been down this road before. Lucy, being a female, have you ever thanked or been thanked by somebody for whatever has happened between you two?
Yeah.
Okay. And they said it, thank you? They said the words thank you. Did you feel cheap?
No.
You didn't feel cheap at all?
I felt like I did a good job.
You felt like you did a good job? You're like, I did such a good job. I'm going to do it again.
I did my best.
Did it.
I did my best.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's doing his best here. Dan Walsh, what about you? You Somebody ever thanked a lady or have looking... you ever been thanked by someone while you were mid-coitus or anything like that?
I'm sure both of them have happened.
But you don't remember?
I don't have a specific time where I was like, oh, yeah. But yeah, I'm almost positive I have.
As Dr. Dan, do you feel that she should feel cheap?
No. I think this is all in her head. She should be stop being fucking weird.
Okay. All right. Just fucking enjoy that dick,
you know,
right?
You know it should make
you
her...
love that dick and you enjoy that dick. Got it?
Just take it.
If
take
she feels dick. Cheap, that's something she needs to deal with. Apparently she did some other stuff. Maybe it was those three guys you banged out behind fucking junior high school.
None of them actually thanked you at all.
Yeah. None of them said thank you.
Yeah, none of them said thank
they
you.
They didn't. They were like, hey, move over. It's my turn. That's all that she ever heard from them.
All right. I think that it's a unanimous decision here. Everyone says that you shouldn't feel cheap.
Right.
You should just like roll with the punches on this one and move on.
She needs to return it now and say, you know, good game, coach.
Good game. Yeah. Smack him on the butt. Tell him a good game.
Mm-hmm. Let him know what's up. She needs to mouth him.
Yeah.
Again.
Again. Dr. Dan.
That's my answer to everything tonight. No matter what they say, mouth them.
That's what, yep. All right. Bobby, all right. What else we got?
So, I dated a guy for 2 years, but he broke it off after the holidays because he said he wanted something new.
Okay.
Now, apparently, he's dating someone else.
Sure.
I saw one of our mutual friends recently, and she said that she'd met his new girlfriend and that she's a very lovely woman. She happened to mention it, though, quite a few times. I wanted to kill her for saying it. I don't expect all of our mutual friends to be on my side, but still, was it rude of my friend to keep saying that his new girlfriend was lovely? Is it possible she didn't mean it the way that it actually came out?
Okay.
I'm sure she didn't mean it to offend you.
Right. I think that
but at the same time, she should have a brain and not say that over and over again, understanding that you're sensitive to the subject because you're a human being.
Right. And at the same point, like, you're going to be open with your friends, your best friends. You know, you're going to talk about certain things. And I agree with you, Dan. I think that that's a really good assessment. You've got to be open-minded towards your friend for being honest with you about the people she's around and the things that she sees with your ex. But at the same point, your friend also needs to respect that personal bubble, that space. Yeah.
I just always pretend like they're horrible people. That's how I keep the peace.
That's how you keep
your exes are your horrible ex. People.
We're like, definitely going to need Lindsay Walden in here again.
He's a piece of shit. I think he's got AIDS. I just feel like that goes over better.
Where the fuck did that go?
What about you, Lucy? Where do you think we stand on this one?
I actually agree with Dan.
With who?
With Dan.
Oh, okay. I thought you said with Aaron. I'm like, who the hell is Aaron?
Who's
like,
Aaron?
Well, Aaron also agreed with me. So
where the fuck did Aaron go?
I thought there was a weird ghost light going on in this other studio because I just saw your flashlight.
It's the ambiance.
I saw your flashlight popping up. Yeah, and I was just like, what the hell is going on over there?
And Aaron.
I can't fucking go home now.
There could be, I swear to God, no. there could be a clown guy who pops up in this big Stop. Picture window yeah, and just stares at us.
All I know is one night we're doing that shit. My uncle actually is a clown. I'm going to have him dress up one time, pop up one of these windows, scare the
Halloween,
shit out of
the
Bobby.
Halloween show.
That oh, my God.
He'll
could you imagine if you were in that house and my fucking uncle comes running in as like a clown? Oh, oh, you would Jesus. Shit your pants, dude.
Is he a Shriner?
He'd probably have like a, he was.
Oh, okay.
He actually was. And, and he'd probably have like a beer in his hand.
All right.
And a cigarette.
Fair enough.
He'd be Driscoll.
All right. So this letter starts off with, hey, trifecta. I guess that's me, you, and Dan.
Okay.
Hey, trifecta. Next time you guys have a lady on the show, I'd like to ask a question.
What okay. would that question be?
My whole life, men have called me hot or sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm in a relationship with a guy who compliments me a little differently. Instead of calling me one of those names, he always refers to me as cute.
Okay.
But I don't know about that because cute reminds me of little kids, puppies, or something like that. I've been told that when a guy calls a woman cute, it means that she really is attractive and relationship material. But hot or sexy are reserved for women guys just want to hook up with.
Sure.
Is it a bad thing that my new boyfriend calls me cute?
All right. This is the last one we're doing here on the overtime, and I think that I would say, once again, you're overthinking this crap, man.
Well, no, wait.
Okay.
When is he calling her cute, though?
Just in general.
If it's in general, I would say no. But if it's like during
coitus?
Yes.
What if it was during sex? If a guy called you cute during sex, you look so cute.
I do not
want
to be cute during sex. You look
so cute. She was like blowing him, and he's like, oh, that's
cute. What do you
want
to be during sex?
I want him to call me sexy and... hot.
Well, the number one thing she doesn't want to be called is baby, because that's the number one annoying thing that people do during sex.
I don't mind being called baby.
You don't mind being called baby?
I guess I was fucking baby.
What if they called you cute baby? Oh, you're so cute baby. You're so cute baby.
My bad. I didn't look up the Latino Journal of fucking
because I don't mind it either. It's not just one person. Like, we all agree that some of these just shouldn't have been in there.
Okay.
And that's not your fault. That's wise.fuckingnotsowise.com.
it's wrestling.nuts.com. Fuck, damn.
If he ever refers to you as, hey, shithead, that's when you should be offended.
Oh, my
when
goodness.
When he stops complimenting her.
Fair enough.
Well, guys, make sure you go to thecutenow.com and click on the contest section because there you can submit your entries to get your tickets to go to the Muni, check out... I forgot what the
Muni.com is where you can find all the information, as well as theqnow.com contest section at
Porgy
the top.
And Bess.
Porgy and Bess is coming up. Make sure you check that out. I would like to thank Lucy Mendez.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank Dan Walsh.
Thank you very much.
I would love to thank producer Bobby also.
Can I get a cheeseburger?
You sure can. We're going to see you guys next time on The Q. Check us out at theqnow.com. We will see you on the show. That's why I praise God for the word and be it here. The word became flesh. Live for 30 years.